Glasnost may be good news for world peace, but it's bad news for the movies. In the world of the political thriller, the Cold War used to be the chief source of heat, but the current cautious superpower love-in has created a villainy vacuum. It's not so much that they don't make them like they used to, they just don't make them. Except every once in a while, for old time's sake. The package is pretty decent pulp that manages the neat hat trick of being both a new style and an old style political thriller. It thumps for glasnost while cooking up Cold War shenanigans on both sides of the rusting, rising Iron Curtain. Gene Hackman plays flinty Sergeant Johnny Gallagher, stationed in Berlin, who's assigned to deliver to Chicago a package. That's military lingo for a court-martialed serviceman. The package is Tommy Lee Jones.
My boy major in a bar over a woman. No, he kept busting off about our advisor policy in Central America. I told him he hadn't been there. I didn't want to hear anymore. He kept talking. I dropped him.
Why don't you just walk away? You didn't get them stripes from walking away, did you, Tom?
The city is a swarm with important types because an historic nuclear accord is about to be celebrated between the President of the United States and the Secretary General of the Soviet Union. En route to the Windy City, the serviceman bolts. Gallagher tries to recover his package by enlisting the aid of his ex-wife, played by Joanna Cassidy. She's a military personnel officer with access to top-secret records. Before long, half of Chicago seems to be on this couple's case. The film is like one long, skidding U-turn, punctuated by gunfire. The premise of the package is that there are cold warriors in both camps who have a vested interest in perpetuating the nuclear buildup. For them, peace isn't just a drag, it's bad for business. The sliver of plausibility in this premise is enough to put it over, but the director Andrew Davis and his screenwriter John Bishop don't plumb the paranoid possibilities with any real verve or depth. They're primarily interested in keeping the plot moving at whatever cost. Logic and characterization all take the rumble seat. Still, Gene Hackman does his usual highly proficient job. He's appeared in many a bad movie, but I don't think I've ever seen him give a bad performance. He and Cassidy are a fine pair. Fine, too, are Dennis Franz as a scroungy Chicago cop and John Hurd as a top brass fanatic. Tommy Lee Jones has appropriately ample grunge. Actors like these lift the movie into a classier realm, but they also expose its pulpiness, since it's clear they're capable of a lot more than they're called upon to do here. The package is as trumped up as last season's Cold War bummer, Red Heat, with Arnold Schwarzenegger bursting the stitching on his Red Cop's uniform. The real suspense these movies provide is, now that the Russians are almost good guys, who will the new movie meanies be?